さしのりじょしめぞらりらにじみぜのまめさ
そだしゅそなら、しゃんじゅわどだにきょそしむ、だじゅしゅてべそなんじゅ。るばらんじゅさんじゅ、そだしゅそなら、しゃんじゅわどだにきょそしむ、だじゅしゅてべそなんじゅ。鲁巴拉耶萨杰卓达卓尼沙那拉迦杰巴多达尼迦苏杰达杰须杰杰鲁萨那杰多拉。
가서 뒤를 떤다. 군적 군적세 다테스 다디 교구실로나 찍도. 중화군지 팀에서 두댄시나 메시스 연주시나 전이시 요하면서 군적이 스타티 갈렀다. 거기 최 최대 넘버 Hello, OK. 今日は見てきた
な、
あの、見てきた。今日はやるよ。
Hello, hello.
다 돈다니 다들 무시해도 취했더만 나만 죽이거네 다들 뒤시기 하시도 왔다 되게 중앙군지 팀에서 두대시도 님에서 가서 군쇼기 다녀서 이제 유시도 주니서 교환 내시 군쇼니 있어 가서 군주숨 세게 담아 드려
군주숨 다 다시
아 어디고 돈다 군쇼세도 다 주도 넘버 죽이고네. 이제 무시도 넘버 추도만 넘버 죽이고네. 군족사에 드시게 해야지.
죽이면서?
추도만 죽었어.
군자.
Can you make something to my?
그 죽이면서?
잠자는 약속도 잠자는 마이티 가려는 것이.
시야아로자시아 good morning 오이 老师兵当他的小老师的军王官去提名小时还是最多
嗯
突然去到你们小时突然去到今天去研究去到小年级军王们去工作年级他的了学徒们那么出去过呢工作谁的时间
出去那么好
学徒吧人不学的那么徒吧出去过呢他出去过呢出당겨면다티말랑도지도짜와도말랑도
K verse 22 which is like and looking at the etymology of jewel or literally a rare sublimity or rare sublime one yeah because of appearing rarely, because of being without defilement, because of having power, because of being the ornament of the world, because of being just superior, and because of being changeless, they are called the rare sublime ones or superior rarities.
다들다들다다다디중화권바스당보다중화권중화권치르스다다중화권바스다나이다배낙을소리야지단다때는노브리부치에세대다직대는중앙권발했어다대당다대당정우다대당최투바지자체다퇴라아니지가서는배낙산재에세대직대도중가발했어三界世的几天的中高的事但多年不提高了几天的中高的印章三界几天的全有高了啊你接受住了去啊你都接不住去过的接受不了事这个就是个中华滚起的事的
The occurrence or the coming of a Buddha in the world system is very rare just like how it is very difficult to possess a wish fulfilling jewel. It is said that it is difficult, yeah, or very rare occurrence for Buddha to appear in the world. As such, you know, when the Buddha has descended in the world, then it becomes very important to seek refuge in him.
어두신다뒤에먼저섬다저도소소다지아니지다산계세전부아니어쩌죠아니지뒤에기도니까블라아니접수좋아야라아니지배워진중국이야그래서다뒤에원해지다산계대중어쩌죠전접수좋아글로기에시라이가버렸어어때때개백할라나오늘직접넘버를담아치우지않니치고야돼기심으로서저뒤에숨고열어대라대가성시원하시야돼뺀다아마직시원하시야돼산지직대도중가와세대도와뺀다차백가와내백가와아니동백가와아니내백가와세대가와시세도가로두절을무시우신거다망치게가봐산지백이믿어와내백가백가도직부다산지직대도뺀대야다가와세야링어당마디베값에서마디베값로부터세야링부채가를빌기도와디내성당도가직대도중가가됐어재산다다리아니시산지직대도중디때보다채디가보다오늘시겸도나버타마치고야니시위계신분에어떻게니다냐버가와됐어라야어디숨겨야래중가세다
Because this is rare for Buddha to actually appear, descend in the world, and at such a time where we have some slight idea of what Buddha is, so as such it becomes very important for us to take refuge in the Buddha. So we have already seen, yeah, sometime in the past, yeah,
how the coming of a Buddha in the world system is very rare. So in any particular world system, there are the four periods, yeah, in which first there's the eon of formation, then there's the eon of abiding, then there's the eon of destruction, and then there's the eon of whereby there's nothing, yeah, or voidness, yeah. And in this very such a long period of time, the Buddha only comes or appear during the eon of abiding. And even so, the Buddha only comes during the eon of abiding when the lifespan of the sentient beings, the lifespan of human beings, are on a decline.
어떻게 대단 중간에 어떻게 대단다 아니 다리 산지 직대도 중요 갑다 직 기대기 아래 아니 랑 산지 대바다 제 산지 직대도 중요 대지고 말해 대바다 제와 어디 내일 중에 갈라 오늘 개부 넘버 타고 같이 치고 그래서 왔다니 인부티 숙고 아래
so so the coming of a Buddha is very rare and we have actually met come into contact with the Buddha's teachings. So as such, and it becomes very important now for us to have pure refuge.
Yeah.
Next, because of being without defilement, so Buddha is like a perfect wish fulfilling jewel that is free of all, free of cracks, free of faults and stains. Yeah. Likewise, the Buddha, the rare Buddha, is also without defilement.
도심이 다 되게 다 행복하게 숨었으나 다교 타다다 타와있어 아니 교 민협이 교여 말했어 교 투그래서 교 타다다 타와있어 아니 교 민협이 교여 말했어 교 투그래 근데 이제 다 되게 되나 다 직대별 하든지 아니 다 또다 거기 접수주의 유지 말했어 다 된게 있을 거야 접수주의 유지라 오늘 집화 탐지만 타와시 되라 접수주고 그래 야바 탐지도 타와있어 아니 교 투그래서 직대게 하기 난 야바 탐지도 조명하면서 아니 야바 탐지도 접두고 말했어. 그래서 되게 되게 직대하다 아니 그래서 접수주의 유 말했어. 어떻게 생각해?
So because the Buddha is without defilement, because the Buddha does not possess any faults, as such, he doesn't possess the fault or of not being able to protect or grant us refuge. As such, it is inappropriate to entrust ourselves or to take refuge in worldly gods, worldly deities, because worldly gods and deities are not able to protect or fully guide us because they possess faults, unlike the Buddha who is without defilement. Yeah. So that's the point behind this sentence, because of being without defilement, the point is that we should not entrust ourselves or take refuge in the worldly gods, but rather we should go for refuge and take refuge and trust ourselves to Buddha.
Oh, 독신이 드네마다 두답대봤어요. 다 두댄시어졌어요. 이십변의 신경도 못해라. 내식 소속이다. 말로 소바 때 대답이나 아니 세도 롱조로 소바 무슨 소바 중에기 누가 유대지 어디 순간 대당 총바지 아니시겠다 어떤 날에 그다 이 시간 누구 때라 다 빨리 세도로 소바 아니시 롱조 빠도 말마 대기 누가 유대지 어 대당 총바지 다 그다 산제스 다 산제스도 갈 대당 총바 아니 오머시바 말로 소바다 오머시바 졸라 소베 근데 삼지 미쳐버다 대바레스 산제
So, next, because of having power, so, like, the wish fulfilling jewel, it is said that if we make prayers to a wish fulfilling jewel, it can grant us all the necessities of life and all kinds of objects of enjoyment. Yeah. Likewise, the Buddha can grant us, you know, many different things, such as the six types of super knowledges.
어떻게 돈다니 가르쳐라 보겠다. 이 시기는 누구라? 아니, 이제 너 롱조로 속을 때때 누바는 대열에서 대당시 산재라야 아니시고 오버셔버 나로 속을 속에 유대 개발지만 대열에서 어디를 독신이 다 돈다 유대티듯이 대열에 제자한테 가르쳐라. 아니, 겹 제투를 했어. 다 돈다 제투를 해. 가르쳐. 그래, 겹 제투를 했어. 세시 어디래.
I mean, here the Buddha is likened to a wish-fulfilling jewel. A wish-fulfilling jewel has the power to grant us necessities of life, enjoyments. And if you pray to it, yeah. So the wish-fulfilling jewel has that capacity, the power. So likewise, the Buddha has the power, such as the six or the five types of super knowledges and so forth. As such, then the Buddha can act as our guardian or act as our refuge.
어떻습니 드네 마다 직다 직된기 견도 좋아서 되나라 두네 치다 직된기 견주로서다 직된기 견도 좋아서 되도다 이 편은 누구리 보셔야 돼 가서 올다 따라 따 가서나 따 직된나래 그나다 누구리 보셔 여봐이나 원해 직다 이게 나는 쇼도 좋아지 잘돼야지 대당 쇼툰바지 아니지 가르쳐서 산재에 써야 되는 경기 나는 초월해서 다 또다 되게 산재에 여봐 산재에 소소 있다 겹수를 하셨다 산재에 지금 땜바이나 아니지 있다 소속이 있다 되뱉은 배는 온도다 옐라로 소바탐지 때려하셔야지 다 또다 그러면 다 되듯이다 되수고요
And if we do actually you know, possess a wish fulfilling jewel then we would have the best ornament, yeah, a worldly ornament, yeah, isn't it? Likewise, if we go for refuge to the Buddha, who is like an ornament of the world, we can achieve both temporal goodness and definite excellence.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. 산재의 세대, 아니지, 그걸, 변하다, 원도던 일에, 주의를 교차되어야지, 더더 지속해야지, 로하다지.
The point being made here is that, the Buddha, by depending on the Buddha, we can achieve both temporal goodness and definite excellence or definite goodness.
다 산재를 땜바이나, 다띠, 아니지, 가서를 보기. 편도 채용하시. 소속의 산재를 원해 겹수조시 3만 넘던 땜바이나 아니 편도 채용하시 제상 다 겹수에 겹수조시 다 겹수조시 고마 두투해시 다 된촉 뎁두구요 하래 그는 원도 다 예내 아니 고마 뎁두구요 하래 어디 쓴거 하래
So by depending on the Buddha if we go for refuge to him wholeheartedly sincerely we can achieve all the goals and purposes of which there are the goals of or the provisional goals or temporal goodness and definite excellence or definite goodness. Yeah.
어때? 아 총이 실을 쓰도 되네. 지단다 우리 무지 쓰도 갈라다. 예, 나 직등이 아 예 신기 나네. 다 초도 좋아시 잘시다. 예, 갈라다. 아 초도 좋아. 다 지금 좀 내려 쓰도 가시. 저도 좋아. 잘, 다 대당, 통바지, 다 드래. 가서 와라, 보기. 직보도, 좌도를 시도 강디. 좋았어요. 죽었어요. 다 같이 집어쳐 놓으시면서 또 관심 없었다.
gong de chikpo na mena ta chong yin shi rus ta di kare ta di nong di de shi to de ta do lam chik mera ta do na di ta rinpo che ane rik shen le ane ta chok do gyuwa cha nubri mishi se ta ka na shi di na ne ta san je se di ta bena gyab shen le ane chok do gyuwa cha shi ta
Just as a wish fulfilling jewel is superior to all other kinds of jewels, the Buddha is superior to all other objects of refuge. The point being made here is that amongst all the sources of protection or objects of refuge, yeah, the Buddha is unparalleled. A wish fulfilling jewel is also changeless. It doesn't matter what you do to it, it remains as a wish fulfilling jewel. Likewise, the Buddha is not affected by praise nor criticism. It doesn't matter whether you praise him or criticize him, he does not possess any partiality. As such, he is able to grant refuge, he is able to act as a refuge to all who seek it. So anyway, this is an explanation of the word jewel or sublime, rare sublime one, using the analogy of a wish fulfilling
jewel.
So up to here in the text, the first three of the out of the seven Vajra topics has been discussed. Yeah. So next we will start with the fourth Vajra topic, which is the basic constituent. Okay, next verse 23 is a statement of basically saying, talking about the inconceivability of the causes and conditions for the arisal of the three virtuous jewels. And yeah, those from which the three virtuous jewels arise, reality or suchness with defilement and without defilement, the qualities of undefiled Buddhahood, and the conqueror's activities are objects just of those perceiving the ultimate. Yeah. It is stating the inconceivability of these.
That
So those from which the three virtuous jewels arise, the first one, reality or suchness with defilement, which is the Tathagata essence. It is the cause of the three jewels, and it is the substantial cause of, it is said to be a substantial cause. So the suchness with defilement of the Tathagata essence is said to be the substantial cause of enlightenment. But you must understand how to interpret this here in this context. And I've already explained this earlier. It is the suchness with defilement of the Tathagata essence is not a fully qualified cause per se. But nevertheless, there's a way of expressing how it can be so called. Okay, so suchness with defilement is posited here as the substantial cause of enlightenment. And then you have suchness without defilement, which is the Vajra topic of enlightenment. Here, this enlightenment, or chanchuk, or suchness without defilement, is posited as a contributory or cooperative condition. Then the qualities of undefiled Buddhahood, which is the Vajra topic of quality, the sixth topic, isn't it? This is also a contributory or cooperative condition for the arisal of the three jewels. And the congress activities, this is the seventh, also the seventh Vajra topic, which is enlightened activity. So this is also a contributory or cooperative condition. So it's said that by depending on the suchness with defilement, which is the substantial cause, and by depending on the other cooperative conditions, one can obtain or achieve the three jewels. Who or what perceives that the three jewels will arise by depending on these substantial causes and cooperative conditions? It is only the Buddha who can see exactly and completely this fact. As such, they are the objects just of those perceiving the ultimate.
다티 다토 다티 오마디기 다티레 딱바나다 산제 코네 유득유액이다 괜찮도 송해도 미도 없다나 섬지 미점시 산제 약식 유래 스타티데디 디바디다 유 산제 코네 유이마티 두셔도 송하시면도 군조 군조스보디 탐제스 만남지 유 대나 남시 고림시 유시인 섬이 좀 쓰시다
So these are the substantial cause and the cooperative conditions which are by which when you, the three jewels will arise, yeah, is something that is they can only be directly perceived, yeah, completely analysis is by the Buddhas only. Yeah. And then you have the next verse, the lineage of the three jewels is an object of those perceiving all, for it is inconceivable due to four reasons in accordance respectively with those four aspects.
Yeah. Ani tide tokere sedi ta ngosum du sedi sanje kone yure stikarasna ta gyunze shi kone ta ani sanje kone yudu kiwa shiru modo shinji ani shi chida washi totu mare stikarasna gyunze shi kone otine dube shi sari
Why is it that that you know this fact or this you know why is it that only the Buddhas can directly perceive exactly and completely the fact that the three jewels will arise in dependence upon these substantial causes and conditions. So there are four reasons. So basically because it is only the object of direct comprehension of the Buddhas, as such it is inconceivable, yeah, for non-Buddhas. Yeah. And why and there must be a reason, yeah. So it is said that there are four reasons, yeah.
Oh, 독선이 돈다이 다 단다 팀목이 뒤지 뒤신이 다 팀함에 세대 돈다이 대기 가르스나 유단계 시 뒤대시 모순지 뒤 산제 코네 유래 숨구요래 단다 쇼로가 담보디 단다 쇼로 이바디기 다 산제 코네 유두규에 규제 숨하시 규제 시군에 산제 코네 유두규와래 쓰시 다 쇼로 이바디기 뒤 숨구요래
So in verse 23, the objects of direct perception are first, the objects of direct perception of Buddha is first identified. Of course, in this context, we are talking about the causes and conditions for the arisal of the three jewels, right? So then there is the substance with defilement, and then which is the substantial cause, and then you have the three other cooperative conditions. So all together there are these four objects, yeah. So you identify that there are these four objects, and it is stated that these four objects are only the objects of direct perception of Buddha. Then in verse 24, he explains why only the Buddha can directly perceive this. Okay, so of course, my attempt at explaining this is done in relation to the words of the root text. Yeah, so you have to follow as we go along. You have to look at the root text. Yeah, we're going to try to explain the words in the verse. Yeah.
Oh, that's something which I've been saying the Latin.
So in verse 25 is establishing the inconceivability. Yeah, or establishing or proving the inconceivability. Because it is pure but afflicted. Because it is unafflicted but to be purified. Because because of being an undifferentiated phenomenon. I'm not reading the amplifications here because these are not part of the root text but are there to make it a little bit more readable, yeah. But my amplifications are according to another commentary. So, and because because of being spontaneous but without conceptuality.
어떠시네? 따뜻다. 다 제대로 다 접시 시고야 따뜻다 제대로 타다 니모 당든 치를 세제도다. 따뜻다 디스워라 다 티가로 갈세나다 심지 유주기다 심기 등이 주님 세디 가서나 랑신기 다 고롱 다 랑신기 안 집에 타바레 시식 스기어로 와 그러와 타당 쓰도 나고 랑신기 꼭 좁점이네 안 집에 타대 바시레스 즉 타당 쓰지 즉 스기어
So because it is pure but afflicted. So here we are talking about the natural purity of the minds of sentient beings. The natural purity of the mind of sentient beings refer to the fact that from the beginning, the sentient beings' minds by nature are naturally pure of, naturally pure in that it is not in the nature, afflictions are not in the nature, does not reside in the nature of the mind. Yeah.
Rashigi Nabartaba, Chimata Cheva, says Gorbata, Rashigi Nabartaba, Chimata Chevi, Tishini, Sintodani, come Tishini Buddhi Tirota. Come Tishini Bosse, Kadeji Resna, Rashigi Nabartaba, Chimata Cheva, then come the worship in Nimbus Gorba.
So, you know, when we talk about the Tathagata essence of suchness with defilement, we are talking about the natural purity. That is accompanied by defilements, isn't it?
Oh, that tonda dila karsena, that rushing number tawa, sela, that muta dembare, sedugala, and it chita, kong, tokr, subjimitabres, that chick, rushing tabare, se chicchena, you muta dembare, sedugala, kuniga, and it chick tabata, you mut demba, she didn't do it. And it's a candy with a cinema, topper covers, or to send up Tambuchi to Tata Nimo, Tangden Chil said it.
So, the first line, we're trying to understand the meaning of the first line, because it is pure but afflicted. Yeah. So, the purity here refers to the natural purity of the minds of sentient beings, in that the afflictions has never ever resided in the nature of the mind. So, in that sense, by nature pure. Yet, such a suchness is accompanied by defilements. So as such, it is called suchness with defilement. So it is very difficult for us to conceive these two coming together. Something which is by nature pure, but yet it is accompanied or it possesses, it comes with defilements, stains, afflictions. Yeah. So... Yeah, something that is difficult to conceive of, basically.
Oh, doxin, that tada nimo tang de chirs, don't I come to see you with the sunguare, that don't I dig it up, but you come to worship in Nimbo, said he, that go rushing in number tower, Silala, yeah, Chimata Cheva, says he. That rushing in number tower, Chimacheva said it, that topper covers, what is square, and you body come to see you with the square.
So this first line is basically talking about the Tathagata essence, right? Suchness with defilement. The mind is naturally pure by nature, yet it is accompanied by defilements. It possesses defilement, comes with defilements. So it is difficult to comprehend these two coming together in one place. Yeah. So that as such, it is difficult to comprehend. Do you get something? Why it is inconceivable?
당부지고 다 대시다 와라죠 그래. 다 이내 그 당부지.
왜?
다당 니모 당대시로 쓰도 가나 강은 쓰기도 쓰나 니쓰기래 세지 시골로 와. 감다월십이 닝보세대 라싱이 타바래서 니모나 잡아래 세대다 똑아래 세시다 디 시골로 딱 가다야 와라요 그러.
The explanation of how this is so has yet to come. But do you at least get what the first line of verse 25 is trying to tell you? Not? Because it is pure but afflicted. Here, this is related to the Tathagata essence of the suchness with defilement. Basically, do you understand that we are not even proving anything, we're just stating or a thesis or something, you know, that we need to examine. And what is that? The mind is by nature pure, but yet it is cracked. Yet it comes with defilements. Yeah, so do you get that or not?
또 왔다 주신다 협동을 따도록 다시 팀에 타바야 팀에 거바르 네가 이게 로샤도 어디 찬성시도 어디 찬성 누스 네가 이게 로시도 다 되느냐 제 되느냐 간디스 그랬어.
It's kind of weird, isn't it? Because on one hand you're saying it is pure, but then you're saying it's also afflicted. That's what makes it weird. You don't see the weirdness. Anyway, the first line of verse 25 is referring to the Tathagata essence.
어떻게 다 드네마 다 군인이 몽 메타치를 쓰되 다 입어봐야겠다. 너와 다 주제 다 섭이가 다 주신 입어드렸다. 섭이 비참한 이당이다. 섭이 비참한 또 어떻게 입어드?
Ah, the second inconceivable point is that because it is unafflicted, but to be purified.
다디 가르성을 쓰나 다 정죽 부서야 되듯이 얘기하 정죽 부서야 되다. 뒷맘에 뒤지 뒤신이다. 뒷맘에 쓰다 정죽 뒷맘에 정죽이 뒤지 되게 하다.
The second line is an explanation of the undefiled enlightenment.
어떻게니? 다 빼나 다다다 뒷맘에 뒤신이 쓰듯 정죽 들어왔다. 빼나 정죽 쓰듯 뒷맘에 뒤신이 뒤 정죽으로 와. 아, 타다다 타위 대신이 돼 장주로 와. 근데 장주들이 곧 나만에다 군인이 몽배 군인이 몽배 매대바시래스. 나만에 군인이 몽 매대바시다. 다 로버기 팀에 타바래스이다. 다도 장주 세대다 도망가 왔어다. 간지기요.
So,
아, 팅팅아 squeeze your brain.
It was enlightenment. The second line is like talking about enlightenment, yeah. 창조, yeah. Enlightenment is essentially suchness without defilement, yeah. Right? Suchness without defilement. The suchness has been separated, divorced from the defilements, isn't it? Right. Okay. He was never previously afflicted. Such a suchness without defilement was never previously afflicted. But yet in time, it is purified of the adventitious defilement. So you put these two things together, then you have another object that is, or a phenomenon that is quite difficult to comprehend.
That's it. 로브기 때문에 탁발에 스루가나 아니시겠니? 똑바로 말해요.
Suchness, enlightenment here is the suchness without defilement. Yet by nature, since beginningless lifetime, he has never been in the nature of afflictions. He's never, you know, he's not in his, in the, afflictions do not basically reside or abide in the nature of such and suchness. Yeah. But yet, come a time, it was freed or separated or purified of the adventitious defilements. So this is a difficult point to comprehend.
That's why later I have to ask, question. You got two? How you doing it? Good name, you won't matter, sir. Say the just one. Good
name. You got the second line of verse 25?
Did you get the second line?
So if you add the amplifications, then because enlightenment is unafflicted but appears to be purified, isn't it? Well, if it's unafflicted, then what's there to purify, right?
That tickle the changjub decision, changjub, changjub said it. Changjub said the carrasana, timamimi decision it. 라와 지마메메 대신이 정식으로 와.
This line, the second line of verse 25, is an explanation of enlightenment. What is enlightenment? It is suchness without defilement.
자자 오늘 니모메 쓰고도 찍나라 오늘 니모메 세대 가서나 정주도 쓰와라 그러와 지마 탐제도
So, because unafflicted here is referring to this suchness without defilement, it's referring to enlightenment, yeah. Right? Such an unafflicted enlightenment, suchness without defilement, has from time without beginning never been in the nature of the afflictions has never never ever resided in the or in the nature of the mind. By nature is like that. It's by nature pure, yeah.
네, 다 탁비시르 다 장주기 지시제 누가라 아니시 로버트 팀에 탁바래 제상 장주 스님 명신에 토빈 거로와 로와 다 로버트 팀에 탁바에서 다 장주 스님 스겨로와.
But it is purified. It is to be purified. But because it is purified, because it has to be purified.
로버트 팀에.
Yeah. Because it has to be purified of the adventitious defilement, therefore it becomes enlightenment. And enlightenment can occur, isn't it?
The Nimumba man, Tagbe Chiru said it, the Kokabores, some Yimitabores, or this one. Nimumba man said, Lubuki Tagbara said, Kokabores, or this one.
Basically, can you conceive unafflicted and purified coming together? That's the point. It's a difficult point. That's one difficult thing to understand, to comprehend. Yeah. You say that it is unafflicted, but yet you say that at the end it is purified.
No,
of course, purified here of the adventitious defilements. Yeah.
Number Yawa Mavis, number Yawa Major Children said it, but you dance that, but you think it is here. Six somebody.
The third line, because of undifferentiated phenomena.
Tire, that's better. 지만매매 연대 다 산적의 연대인데 지만매매래 지마다 타와래 다 레데 이나야 다 직들에 다 뜨나 가서 산적의 연대에서도 다 지만매매래 다 산적의 연대에서도 아니 지만매매시래서
Okay, the Buddha's qualities are undefiled.
Oh, 이나야, 또 지만매매 산재의 윤대 지만매매 뒤등의 춘이디, 다 니모다 집에 소소조조의 춘이태다 모엘매마레스다도.
Okay, the Buddha's qualities are undefiled, but yet the suchness. Or the suchness abiding on this undefiled qualities is not of a different nature from the suchness of sentient beings' minds.
Oh, that is tokawares. Tuxine. Number yawa mibishir said it on the tire.
So this undifferentiability is difficult to comprehend.
다 도당이들에 변화 유대에서 지만매매 유대 다 유대의 등이 춘이 대당 아니 지마다 집에 심지어 지금 심지 춘이 등이 다 모아라 집으로 여만에 세리다 도발까 말했어 다 대수 거야.
So here it is difficult to comprehend how the suchness of Buddha's qualities and the suchness of sentient beings' minds difficult to comprehend how these two are undifferentiable in nature. Okay, that's the third line of verse 25 for you.
That is Shibati, Sundu number of Pitoxia said that Sanjay Zaba said it, Pesiti Sugu Grimtabs.
The last line, and because of being spontaneous but without conceptuality, this of course is talking about the Buddha's enlightened activity, yeah?
Tosin Kazan Shivana said that Sanjay Zaba said it, Sungi took the press. That is Sugala, Tesata, number topa, that the day topa la Tokumares. 왔다 독신다 산지기 틸레 아니 두샬라 죽바디 망기 죽투베시 아니 꿀렁고 똑바로 떼먹어바디 다 즉 똑바로 와서 독성하십니다.
So it is said that the Buddha's activities, you know, Buddha's perform activities for benefit of the sentient beings. Yeah. So these activities of the Buddha engages sentient beings spontaneously without the need for even the slightest atom of intention or motivation. It is just automatic.
Oh, that topper kawa shi said it him, that the chicken regita, rede tenuishi. Number tatan yamu tangi shells the chickche, takuni yamu meta shells chickche, and number yawa maybe shells the subach, sunu number mito shells the shishita, tapoki topper kawa shi is dusin.
So these are the four things that are difficult to comprehend. Yeah, how the Tathagata essence is pure by nature, but yet it is accompanied with defilements. How the suchness without defilements, enlightenment, is unafflicted, but it will come a day when it is purified of adventitious defilements. And how the Buddha's the suchness of Buddha's qualities and the suchness of the sentient beings' minds are by nature undifferentiable, and how Buddha's enlightened activities are spontaneous without conceptuality. So these are four things are difficult to comprehend. Yeah.
You got the 14? Or you got 5? 어때? 나 딜라에 다 선물이 딱 묻어. 변하다. 변하. 집마다 집에 대신이 있어도다. 다 집마다 집에 대신이 선물하신게 동바테 스고하로다. 로와. 섬진이 죽이라로. 다. 집마다 집에 대신이 다 선물하신게 동바테 스다. 랑신기 다. 넘버 다 바치레스. 찍라 비어레. 아, 니몽베 레바 슈요레스. 니몽베 레바레 슨직스가레. 다티 똑가레스 다티레. 당부디.
Okay, we did of the four. Maybe let's look at the first one. Yeah. How the target essence is pure in nature, but yet it is afflicted. Yeah. So suchness with defilement is basically the natural emptiness of the minds of sentient beings, yeah. Right? So it's by nature pure. But yet at the same time, the minds of the sentient beings are contaminated with afflictions. Yeah. So it is difficult to comprehend how these two coexist. So we have the suchness with defilement, yeah, the Tathagata essence, yeah. It's by nature pure. But yet it is polluted by the defilements, isn't it? So if you bring these two together, then if there is contamination, if there is pollution, then you must be able to posit a polluter and that which is polluted, isn't it? Or you have to basically posit a cause and effect relationship between a contaminator and decontaminated. Right? So your suchness with defilement, the natural purity of the mind, emptiness of the mind. But that is said to be polluted by the defilements. Right? Isn't it? Suchness with defilements as a company is polluted by the defilements. So if you accept this, then you have to say that you must be able to posit the cause and effect relationship between the contaminator and the contaminated. Yeah. So essentially, you need to posit the cause and effect relationship. Yeah. How are you going to posit the cause and effect relationship for the suchness of the mind? How? So on one hand, you have the natural purity of the mind, emptiness. But yet, at the same time, there is activity, and that is valid. So the point being made here is that it's difficult to understand the two truths. Yeah, understand the two truths or having a common basis. Yeah. That's the point. Yeah.
Some of Tama, Ranjuba Minche, Samatana. 배신 간소래 란주문 매체기 나 타지 오마도 란주문 나 탐지기 라싱을 좀 하시 캐릭터시 로아 나 라싱이 똥바지 캐는 바이나 근데 연남수 좋더구요 말해 타지 오마 매체기 라싱 거기 근데 연남수 태발라 라싱을 좀 하시 고구려 마도 라싱이 마둥아 안 근데 연남수 자지 연남수 좋더구요 자원이네 형 말해서 똥배 딱 잡기 추 아니 지금 라싱이 똥바 똥배 딱 잡기 추라 아니 자지 연남수 근데 연남수
Okay, so this, the point mainly here is it's difficult to understand how the two truths, understand that the two truths as having a common basis, yeah, in that something by its nature emptiness, but yet you know, you can posit activity, yeah, that the phenomena do function, phenomena do exist and phenomena do function, but yet they are empty at the same time, yeah. So if we think about it from the perspective of tenets, yeah. So if you remember, all the tenets, no, with the exception of the middle way consequence school, with the exception of that, no, everybody asserts that anything that exists inherently, right? Because it exists inherently, therefore. Cause and effect works. Therefore, you can talk about agent, activity, object. For these proponents of nature or proponents of inherent existence, yeah. To them, if something is only merely labeled by thought, if something does not exist from its own side, if something is only merely labeled by thought, then there's no way you can explain to them how cause and effect can work. There's no way you can explain to them how, there's no way for them to explain coherently how there can be activity, action, agent, object.
Oh, 대상 다 대성도 왔다 도다이 다 타지바 매치기 다 저도 막 따지래 다 용서해래 독신이 빠기다 레이 샥삼라 자식 남자 태바 좋더구요 말해 레이 샥삼라 샥삼이 샥, 너희 샥삼이나, 너희 강수수로 우착이하래. 너희 강수수 사바이나, 아니, 지금 다, 담바디레, 주바디레, 남샤디, 아니, 간단히 쇼도 그랬어. 그래서 쇼도만 해. 아니, 학벌도 뺐는다. 육월한테는 사분 깨야 돼. 보이, 오늘 지금 귀원에 지금 둘째까지 구하려면 또, 되면, 아니, 육월 깨기래. 아니, 육월 많이 배신, 아니, 도당, 저서 미자바디 둘째고 말아봤어. 그 육월랑 원이 그 둘째지. 빌라지 고도스 되면은 너의 강수수의 날이 찍다 배다 유고라 때는 유고 찍부게 시비게 두툭 말아 왔어 다가 나신 귀자와를 세는 대우 대화 줘야 한다 미자 없는 줘야 한다 빌라 찍 뭐니 두 대화 여가 시리 되면은 너의 강수수의 날 한테 남자 좋다고 말아 왔어 어디 숨어도 와
So with the exception of the middle way consequence school the exception of that everybody every other Buddhist tenet asserts that anything and everything that exists exists by their own nature, from their own side, inherently existent, you know, truly existent, right? Right? They say that if things are merely labeled, imputed by thought, by mind, then things cannot function. Because to them, merely labeled by thought is almost no different from saying you can make up anything with your mind. As long as you label something, it is something. To them, this is not acceptable. So they give the example of, for example, a sprout arising from a seed. He says, there must be something from the side of the seed to give rise to a sprout. There must be something from his own side. Ability, a potential from his own side, right there, to produce a sprout. Otherwise, he could produce anything, isn't it? He could produce anything other than his own sprout. You know? But why is it that he can only produce a sprout and not anything else? So it shows that there must be something right there from his own side, right there, within the cause itself, isn't it? Right. So this is the assertion or the beliefs of every Buddhist tenet, with the exception of the higher school.
아, 대단한 시다, 유자와, 두부자와, 세다, 지구와, 도시다, 유동아. 아니, 유미자와 내고 동안 세대 보겠다 유라 찍어버렸어. 봐. 주거랑 다 원이게 동버지나 다 너의 샥선지나 때. 근데 저 또 말해 소득성도.
And likewise, as these Buddhist tenets assert that there must be something from the side of virtue to produce happiness. And why is it that virtue can only produce happiness? And why is it that non-virtue produces suffering? It can't be merely labeled by mind. It has to be something right there from his own side, isn't it? From the side of the cause. Yeah. Isn't it?
어 독신이 제가 다디 다 망보시 다 변다 타주바 변다 다 라주바다 제조야 다 타주바다 저거 조용도 됐습니다. 나 갈대 탐지 아니 라싱이 동바이나 아니 진로의 샤삼지 라싱이 동바이나 아니 중화다 직배 남자 좋다고 말했어. 다 중화다 직배 남자 좋은 것도 많이 지었다. 변다 박배 대바시 세졌다. 대바시 남자대 그래서 다 유대의 남자 좋은 것도 많이 잡았다. 대바시 좋다고 말했어. 어떡시니다. 딘데기 타왔다시다. 대바시 매바이나다. 대바니에요. 말해. 대바니면은다. 딘데. 그는 대신 매바이나 겹숨도지 매바 다 죽으러 와. 딘데기 다 타와 먹보리 봤던 게 더구나 시유 동부 체량나. 대신 매바 타야. 딘메나. 대신면은 겹숨 매바 타야. 그리고 뭐 죽던 게 더구나.
So, as such, you know, That's why you have the proponents of the Middle Way Autonomy School, for example. They argue against the Middle Way Consequence School. They say that if things are merely labeled by thought, if things do not have existence from their own side, then you cannot account for production and cessation, production and disintegration. So if you cannot account for production and disintegration as such means you cannot account for cause and effect, then you cannot posit the Four Noble Truths. As such, Four Noble Truths becomes invalid. And if the Four Noble Truths becomes invalid for you, then the Three Jewels cannot exist.
다 변화라 주변 민치 변화다 랑신 주변 캐릭터다 오마라 주변 독소도 왔다 다 주변 될 렌저도 있네 않고 랑신의 주변이나 대바시 남자 태그 말에 랑신의 동바가 라버 태그 됐으냐 딜레 독시 순걸 왔다 주변다 랑신의 주변 대바시 태야 말했어 그와 그와 변화 독소네 다 랑신의 동바에서 대바시 남자 태그 됐으니까 따따따 독소 따따스니야 지금 순걸 왔다 주변
So, you get the argument, yeah? Thrown by the Swatantrikas against the Prasangikas. They say that, you know, if things don't exist from his own side, if things are merely labeled by thought, you know, then there's no way you can talk about production and disintegration as such. There's no cause and effect as such. There's no Four Noble Truths as such. There's no Three Jewels. Yeah, this is what they say, yeah? Because if things exist from their own side, therefore all these other things cannot exist. But the Prasangikas turn it around. Basically talking about the same thing, but they turn it around against the Swatantrikas and they say, if things exist from their own side, there's no way you can talk about cause and effect. And as such, there's no way you can talk about Four Noble Truths. As such, there's no way you can talk about Three Jewels.
Rāngshīngi tōngbā sēdīlā, tā chācīgī nāmshā, āni Rāngshīngi tōngbā yīnā, āni chācīgī nāmshā jōtukū mārēs, āni gyūdēgī nāmshā jōtukū mārēs. Bēnā tīmē lēbā lābā yīnā, lēshā lēchīgī nāmshā shēgōrē, chācīgī nāmshā tēgōrē, nē Rāngshīngi tōngbā chācīgī nāmshā shāyō mārēs. Tā tōndā yī tīndēgī tā, gāngā chēshī tā tōndā tīrē, tōndā yī tā Rāngshīngi tōngbā tā, chācīgī nāmshā tēbā nīsō dī, shīchīgī tīngdō yōbā dī,
Well, I guess the point is, yeah, you know, the most people, yeah, have difficulty, you know, putting the two together. Something which is by nature empty, yet can function, you know. That's the most difficult thing, yeah. Right? So, so it's related here to, like, how, you know, the mind, the sasya with defilement, by nature pure, but yet it is complete with the afflictions. Yeah. So anyway, it goes back to understanding how it goes back to the difficulty of understanding the two truths. No? How these two can come together on any single basis. Yeah. In that by nature it is empty, but yet, and because it's empty, therefore it can function. Or this coming of together, or coming of these two things together is a very difficult thing to understand.
Yeah.
It is said that if one has the correct understanding of emptiness, the emptiness of inherent existence, by that, it is said that by the force of this realization, the force of that correct understanding, by nature, automatically you will come, you know, without choice, you understand that conventionalities exist and works and functions. So, no matter whether you know someone is said to be an expert, you know, in the emptiness, or whether the person believes that he is an expert in emptiness or true existence or whatever, you know, but if that person's understanding of emptiness, realization of emptiness, does not automatically lead him to accept, you know, that the presentation of conventionalities, you know, that things do function valid, you know, then it's just empty talk. The person is saying that, or people saying that he has realized emptiness, or he thinks that he has realized emptiness, it's just empty talk. He hasn't realized anything.
So when
related to this, what we're trying to understand here, the first point that is difficult to comprehend, how the suchness with defilement is by nature pure, but yet polluted by the afflictions. Yeah, how something is by nature pure, yet it can be, and you know, it is polluted by the afflictions also as such, you know. Something is by nature pure, but yet there's the activity of pollution.
Okay, so anyway,
that's the first thing. The second difficult point to comprehend is how enlightenment has always been unafflicted, but yet appears to be purified.
Yeah. 다 돈다 들으셔. 다 돈다 지만 매비 대신이 세다 다 돈다 들으셔. 아니지. 마르코네 님모 마조레 세 대신 접도 들으자기도 봤다나. 지만 매비 대신이 스타 네. 지만 매비 대신이디 마르코네 님모 님모 마조레 세 대신 접도 다 도샤로 소베 다 돈다 들어와. 도샤로 소베 님모 배 대신이라 믹토고요 말했어. 어디서 왔어?
So the suchness without defilement was never previously afflicted by defilement. As such, it's suchness without defilement, isn't it? It's suchness without defilement was never previously afflicted by defilement. So because afflictions such as desire and so forth cannot focus on suchness. So suchness without defilement was never previously afflicted by defilement, because the defilements themselves, such as the afflictions of desire and so forth, can never have suchness as its object of observation. As such, there's never come a time when desire actually focused on suchness as its object of observation. So as such, suchness without defilement was never previously afflicted by defilement. So, desire, for example, attachment desire, can never have suchness as its object observation, can never focus on suchness. Because desire, for example, is essentially a yearning, a mind seeking, aspiring, seeking something, wanting something. Yeah. So, can desire aspire to suchness? Seeking. Can it? So if it is, then it will make a desire a virtuous mind. Yeah? Not possible, right? So I guess the point here is we say suchness without defilement. The second line of verse 25, suchness without defilement. It was never previously afflicted by defilement. Yeah. And the thing to understand is that because the defilements, such as the defilements of attachment, desire, they can never have this suchness, this particular suchness, as its object of observation. Okay. Our minds are also polluted by afflictions, yeah. Now it's our minds,
yeah. Mm-hmm. 다 tela mene nimu kien tukala, ane si ti korla, ta nimu dhamada, ta samju dhamada, nimu korjuzure, ta nimu jing sim dhamada, tukshini kiyawashi. O te zang, ta nimu bilyaba sayri, sim nimu bilyaba sayri, titeshila kualen sayri.
So, the mind, is our minds are afflicted by afflictions, yeah. Right? Because afflictions such as desire and so forth can focus on the mind as its object of observation. Yeah. And as such, you know, then you can have all kinds of afflictions which are mental factors that arise in the retinue of this mind, yeah, that it focuses on. So suchness without defilement was never previously afflicted by defilement because a defilement such as attachment and so forth cannot focus on suchness as its object of observation. Then when you say the mind is afflicted by or polluted by the afflictions, so the afflictions can have mind as its object of observation. And when the affliction is focused on the mind as its object of observation, then in the retinue of this, of the afflictions, there can arise a whole variety of different kinds of mental factors. Because the afflictions can have mind as its focus of observation. Right? Because the mind can be the object of focus or object of observation of the afflictions. So as such, then the mind can be polluted by the afflictions, is polluted by the afflictions. If we say that the defilements such as attachment and so forth cannot focus on the suchness of the mind as its object of observation, right? Then what is the suchness with defilement? Suchness with defilement, us, our Tathagata essence.
Mamik bhai na, ta chiche kate chakre esu ta tire.
If the afflictions cannot focus on the suchness of the mind as its object of observation, then what exactly is suchness with defilement? By what is it defiled? What is the defilement?
Are we getting or not getting anything? Tatila yang kwa liang kudwa. Kanan. Sim ki chunyin se na kimata jia barwa. Na tangpo di siang kudwa tang shun. Sim ki chunyin se na kimata jia barwa. Ta di siang kudwa tangpo. Ti jie na.
Well, in the first place, you have to be, you know, you have to know, be clear that the suchness of our minds, such as our sentient beings' minds, is accompanied with defilements, by defilements. Therefore, it's called suchness with defilements, isn't it? Suchness with defilement, yeah?
Let me tell you what's going on. What?
Yup.
That's the same thing. 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 That's the same thing.
Somebody will come and say, suchness without defilement has no, actually is not defiled. Because it can never be the object of observation of an affliction. Then what are you going to say? Huh? You agree? Huh?
I don't know what I'm talking. Huh? That don't that is so good. That simply teaching is the same. You move with Len to Gala, simply don't is Trinity, Timada Chevalis. That don't that did it. What don't you got a door to that did it? Sim, you move with Len to Gala, Sim teaching is Trinity, and Timada Chevalis.
Ah, point is this, yeah. When the mind is polluted by the afflictions.
This
is not an easy point, so it requires focused attention and constant thinking reflection. Then, you know, maybe you get something, because it's quite, you know, it's kind of, sometimes, you know, you kind of get it, you know. But then when you think about it again, then sometimes, you know, you get the feeling, you know, you lose that, that understanding seems to have gone away. So, okay, so if we say, the mind that is polluted by the afflictions, right? The mind is polluted by affliction. That mind, right? That mind is by nature empty. Yeah? The suchness of that mind. Yeah? So that's the suchness with defilement. So the mind that is polluted by the afflictions, this is the object, yeah, is by nature empty. Yeah? The suchness of this mind is the suchness with defilement. For if it is not defiled, if you say it is not defiled, then you will follow that anybody would directly perceive this emptiness. Isn't it? The suchness of the mind. Then, oh, what are his feelings? So, why cannot directly perceive the suchness of our minds, the suchness with defilement. Because it is obscured by these defilements, therefore we cannot directly perceive this suchness. Because if you go back to what was discussed earlier, the suchness without defilement, right? The suchness without defilement is said to have never been previously afflicted by any defilement. Why? Because the afflictions, the defilements such as attachment and so forth, cannot focus on the suchness. We cannot take this suchness as its object of observation. So yeah, this is the way to think about how the suchness without defilement was never previously afflicted by defilement.
都是呢，当然，我这心牛毛被裂吧，是呢，这个样，这个程度，心牛毛被裂吧，是的，可是呢，心真正的牛，变成牛毛真正，什么没脱掉的，什么没变牛毛解掉的，加上它，心牛毛被裂吧，是的，它提的嘞。There,
so that's the suchness without defilement was never previously afflicted by defilement, yeah. But then when we talk about mind, let's ask sentient beings. The mind that is afflicted or polluted by the defilements, by the afflictions, right?
Oh, that's to say, that same new mob be laid on that dating is chinity, Timata Java Remarasana, same Timata new mob be laid, same the chinity, Timata Java Remarasana, Timata Java Resu.
So, this mind that is polluted by the afflictions can be the object of observation of the afflictions. So this mind that is polluted by the afflictions, so its emptiness or its suchness, is the suchness with defilement or not? It is a suchness with defilement, yeah?
So,
the mind that is polluted by the afflictions, so the emptiness of this mind is suchness. It's a suchness with defilement. Because it is a suchness with defilement, therefore, it cannot be directly perceived. Because if the suchness of the mind, this mind is not accompanied by defilements, then this suchness can be directly perceived. But we can't, yeah. Why? Because it is blocked, obscured, by the defilements.
What did it? The color loves that to the new body called Levanta. What did it? Not on the tip, better. Better sim, 다 섬다 디딩이 중에서 오직 자를 섬 유목의 랭이 두가라 대단 오직에 아니지 다 섬이 중에 대한 팀이 제발했어 올라줘야지 다 디스고요
Mind and its emptiness or mind and its suchness are one entity right so it therefore can be said that if the mind is polluted by defilements the mind suchness is also then polluted by defilements isn't it huh One entity, but huh? Don't agree.
What don't that did it? That don't that energy that did not penalty. Don't tell you what did it. Good name, you move on, my jaw said that chick. The mother's a tissue is banana. The mummy with tissue is not good name, you move on, my jaw is. 전에 다 님모 밈밈과 전에 마주하시 아니 치수다 아니시 로브그 팀에 탁시 다 창주 차그레 세리 다리 가보려 소하시다
Okay, the second difficult point yeah, is this yeah. So you have the suchness without defilement. It was never previously afflicted by defilement yeah. Right? It was never yeah. Because of the reason mentioned earlier. So it was never previously afflicted by defilement. But there will come a time whereby it is purified of the adventitious defilement. So the coming together of these two things is a difficult thing to comprehend. It's inconceivable.
So
earlier we saw how if a mind is polluted by defilements, its suchness, which is one entity with this mind, is also polluted by defilements. Yeah. That means it is accompanied with defilements. Yeah.
Oh, 독신이. 다 셈 유목배 레바다 체도가라. 다 셈 유목배 레바다 체도가라. 대장 오직의 주니 대야. 다 지마다 타와스. 럽셔시다.
But when this mind, the mind that was polluted by the defilements. When this mind that was polluted by the defilements becomes free of the defilements, then its suchness, which is one entity with the mind, you can also say that it then would be free or separated from the defilements, isn't it? So basically, whether it is suchness with defilement or suchness without defilement, it depends, it's basically dependent on the mind that it is one entity with. If the mind that it is one entity with is defiled, then its suchness would be suchness with defilement. If the mind that it is one entity with, if that mind is undefiled, then is the suchness of that undefiled mind would be suchness without defilement.
Okay, I stop here. Huh? 그 자지기도 신발에 당하래 잘 못 불러봐요. 어떻게 자지기다 그 신신해요 말해 어디서 뭐 못 당하지를 시다니 내가 라바나시 딱다 이미도 미신. 다 지 자지기 엄마도 어디서 뭐 못 당하지.
You must not have the kind of the idea or expectation that you know this is something that you can figure out right away. something that you know we need to read and think about, you know, over and over, you know, many times. Yeah.
어떻습니다. 그래서부터 아마 때에서 다 디네메로 삼았다 때에서 다 관리해요. 그래. 어떻습니다. 그 잘 찍어야지. 그 섬슘나 그 더 주변에 말해. 어떻게.
Yeah, so it comes with time, yeah. So if you get disheartened just because you don't understand it upon hearing it for the first time, then that's not very helpful because you're not going to achieve anything, yeah.
고송해 다리 치야 돼 고송해 때려주시고 이제 고마워.
Did you understand what was said? What I said earlier?
아? You get some idea what I'm talking today? Good. 아? You get some idea? It's good. You don't get any idea? You just hear also very good. Huh? Those who don't hear anything, they're not good. Just hearing what is good. Okay. That's it.
Okay, finish off. 사시 베게지신
내가 다 안되어 내신 인도